How many times a day do you get asked the question why? Or how? Let's just say at my house, if I got a nickel for every time my kiddos asked me a question I had to Google, I would have a lot of nickels. This week's Kid Podcast is for all those curious kids out there. It's called Drac. It's about a vampire who doesn't thirst for blood, but for knowledge. I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts. This is how the creator, Eric Rogers, and the Go Kid Go podcast network describes Drac. With help from his bestie, Ren, Drac sets out to learn all he can about the wonders of our world, how the sun works and why it's important to the solar system, how planes fly, how movies are made, how the nervous system helps our bodies function, and so much more. The length of each episode is around 10 minutes. Before we learn more about the vibe of Drac, we're going to take a quick break to talk about my comprehensive podcast checklist. Starting a podcast can feel super overwhelming, and Googling how to start a podcast usually adds to that overwhelm. That is why I created a comprehensive list of all the things you need to create a successful podcast. It includes the things you think about when starting a podcast, like a microphone and a podcast hosting platform, but it also includes things you hadn't thought of, like your show's Purple Cow and your podcast release schedule. Use this list to know exactly what you need to create your successful podcast. Grab the list by clicking the link in the show notes. Now we get to hear from Eric as he talks about all of the fabulous and silly details that make Drac such a fun character to hang out with. Eric, thank you so much for being on the Friendly Podcast Guide today. Before we dive into talking all about Drac, can you first introduce yourself a little bit to my listeners?
I'm Eric Rogers. I've been a writer here in LA for many, many years now. And then so when I'm not doing that, I have been doing this podcast called Drac. And Drac came about from, I write screenplays in my spare time as well. And I got hooked up with Maya Glickman, who's, you know, one of the partners with Jennifer Clary there at Go Kid Go. I was always interested in, you know, trying this podcast thing, especially the narrative podcast world. And so I went to Maya and I said, hey, you know, how does it work? You know, like, what does it take for a writer to get something on the air with you? And she said, hey, just pitch us a handful of ideas. And if we love one, we'll run with it. So Drac came from that. Drac was one of the ideas I threw their way. And, you know, it came from a very simple place. I think, you know, I think all the best ideas and all the most fun ideas and the most successful ideas are always the ones that are just the simplest. So, you know, Drac is just, he's a kid vampire who doesn't thirst for blood. He thirsts for knowledge. And so he and his sidekick, Ren, you know, take little adventures every episode to deep dive on one particular topic that I build the story around, whether it's, oh, hey, my Drac's got a birthday coming up, or, oh, it's the holidays and what kind of traditions, you know, why do we follow these holiday traditions? And, oh, I feel sick today. You know, well, then what's a virus? You know, I've never really thought about it. And all the stories really come from a place of me kind of, every episode's topic is really about stuff I feel like we all take for granted. And especially kids, especially today's kids. Like, you know, kids know that we have cell phones. They know they can turn on the TV and watch any show at any time, or stream any movie that they want. They know that mom and dad have a car or two, and mom and dad are going to get them to and from wherever they got to go. And they also know that mom and dad work for money and have bank accounts and all that. But I don't think kids, and I don't want to assume every kid is like this, but I think most kids just don't think about this stuff. And it's just like, it is what it is. And this is, I have these things around me, and this is how the world works. So Drac comes from this place of, I want the main character to have kind of this really inquisitive, thoughtful, you know, need to find out, you know, why do things work? How do things work? And hopefully when kids listen to it, they come away from that. And they go, oh, okay, now I understand why we have money and why we need money. Or I understand, you know, what the sun is other than this big orange ball in the sky that warms up our days, you know. And really that's mm-hmm. that's where every story, the idea launches from. And some of these stories, it takes a lot to rein them in. You know, some of these topics can get very sort of, very wide and deep pretty quickly. Like, you know, we have a couple episodes upcoming. One is about time and another is about money. And when I was doing the research and the crafting of the stories for both those episodes, you know, it felt like I got in the weeds a little bit. So, you know, when you start to craft a story around that, you have to, I think a kid could, in the way that I was even getting kind of, you know, overwhelmed with all the kind of weird and wild information about these things. So, you know, I have to be careful with some of these topics and make sure that, you know, we're really presenting every story in a way that's super entertaining as well as informative. So, yeah, totally. That was a lot to say about Drac there.
I love it. Well, that's why we're here. I feel like from what you were saying, you want it to be entertaining and intriguing and help kids feel curious about the world. Is that kind of what you want kids to get out of Drac?
Totally. It's successful for me if a kid walks away from an episode A, you know, really understanding the topic in a way they didn't before. Mm-hmm. B, they want to learn more about that topic. And C, they want to come back and hear another episode of Drac because they want to find out what the next, you know, topic is going to be. And it's hopefully always going to be something where they go, oh, yeah, I never really think about the sun, you know, or I never really, you know, I know that I'm going to dress up for Halloween, but what is Halloween? Why does that exist? You know, why do we do this? Again, it's success for me if a kid is walking away from that and loving learning in a way that isn't just their, you know, them sitting in their classroom and a teacher droning on, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Entertainment as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Okay. So how would you describe the vibe of Drac? Like, I feel like it's entertaining, yes, but is it like energetic, calming? What are people going to feel when they're listening, I guess?
I think that the biggest vibe for Drac is it's super playful. You know, Drac and Ren, you know, become best friends pretty quickly at the start of the series. And, you know, they're buddies who they meet randomly at school, and you know, Drac is already kind of got insecurity about being this kid vampire. He thinks he's an outsider. And Ren is immediately somebody who welcomes him and, you know, is not afraid of him, you know, because there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, he's not a traditional vampire who is scary. He just loves, he's got a thirst for knowledge and needs to be quenched. And he dresses kind of flamboyantly, you know, because we had to figure out a way to you know, have Drac be at school during the day and it not be, sure. You know, this nighttime adventure. So Drac has, you know, big floppy hat and this cape, and I lean into that with his character and make him kind of flamboyant and dramatic, and he loves wordplay. And Ren, it's fun with her because now the way that the characters' relationships have developed, Ren just kind of, she's rolling her eyes all the time at Drac because Drac, you know, just, he loves weird stuff. I wrote an episode, we just finished it, and it's about holiday traditions, and there's just this dumb joke in it where they're talking about what the first greeting holiday cards were, right? And the joke we get to is that Drac says something about, you know, licking the back of envelopes, and Ren is like, dude, you don't have to lick the back of envelopes anymore. They come with like a little strip, and you just have to pull the thing off, and then it's adhesive. And he's like, and Drac's like, oh, that's why it always tastes so funny, you know? So I really just like playing with that stuff with both of them. And you know, their relationship has really nicely and organically come alive. So every time I sit down and you know, dive into the next show, it's always just really fun to visit them and play with them and you know, take them on another adventure. And then, you know, there's a, as much as it's super playful and funny, you know, I hope it's funny. I hope kids and moms and dads are laughing at my dumb jokes, but, there's also this kind of sci-fi vibe to it where, you know, the kids have this, TARDIS type, vehicle. And for anybody who's not a Doctor Who fan, the TARDIS is how Doctor Who and his sidekicks go back and forth through time. So Drac and Ren have their version of that, which is the Coffin of Curiosity. And it's basically, from the outside, you'd think, oh, it's just a coffin. But you go inside and then, kind of like the TARDIS, it's like this whole wonderful, you know, supercomputer spaceship type deal that whenever they start to investigate a topic, it allows them to freeze the real world time so they can go back in time or to a specific place or to visit a specific person and kind of see firsthand, you know, this is how the thing began. And this is the person that responsible for this part of this thing that exists. It's just a fun story to play with each week.
Definitely. That sounds like so much fun. Well, and it's, I love that it's fun for you too, right? And I feel like when it's fun for you, it's also fun for the listeners. So that's fabulous. So one of my favorite questions to ask is what your favorite episode is. But to give you a second to think about it, because I know it's hard. First of all, can you just tell me, where can people find Drac?
I mean, I think it's available on wherever people listen to their podcasts, like on Apple and Spotify and all that good stuff. But if everyone wants to just go right to the main source, gokidgo.com is where every episode of not only Drac, but all the other awesome podcasts that Go Kid Go is responsible for. You can go there and find any of this stuff. So my favorite episode, I don't even have to think about it, is one that just came out, and it's called Gross. And basically in this episode, Drac and Ren decide to investigate gross things about our bodies. So Drac wants to know why there are boogers and what is earwax. And, you know, did you know that there are, I'm going to get this fact screwed up, but there's like 20,000 dead skin cells that come off your skin every day. It's even more than every day. It's like once an hour or something like that, or once a minute. It's a crazy amount of dead skin cells that come off our bodies in a very minuscule amount of time. But it's the episode is really fun because, again, it's things that I think kids will think is really funny, but also a kid can burp, but they don't know what a burp is unless they really investigate it. You know, it sounds great and it's funny and it's always good for a laugh, but you know, what is a burp? You know, let's talk about it and let's figure it out. And, you know, maybe, you know, maybe a kid comes out of this and has some better hygiene than they did before, you know, like, you know, when we talk about boogers, Drac's like, well, so let me ask you, is it really gross and unsafe to pick your nose? And Ren's like, yes. And here's why, you know, other than the obvious part of picking your nose being disgusting, like here are the actual physical things that are harmful about doing such a gross act. So, you know, cause it's, you know, and like not to get too technical about it, but you know, you're spreading germs and the membrane, the tissue and the membrane inside your nose is delicate. And, you know, and the more you put your finger up in there, the more you can mess with that and cause, you know, other issues like being prone to allergies and things of that nature. So, you know, so that's stuff to me. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is really fun. But also, you like, again, with, you know, burps and barf and all that stuff, you really, you know, kids just eat that stuff up, figuratively, not literally. You know, that was a blast to write. And that was an easy one to write for me because I was just having a blast with it.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Well, and now we all have to listen to figure out exactly how many skin cells fall off in an hour, right?
That's right.
I'll make sure to link it in the show notes so that everyone can go and listen.
Fantastic.
And then what age range? So I know that kid podcasts just like any podcast, the age range is usually wider than what you're aiming for. But who are your, who's your prime perfect kid listener? How old are they?
It's the 6 to 11, but aspirational beyond 11. We try to do things in these shows that a 13-year-old would still be interested in and think is cool or interesting. But also an 11-year-old might go, oh, I really don't know much about that. And that seems a little more sophisticated than I've ever really thought about this topic. And so you know, it's always, you know, 6 to 11 is the easy range. But I like pushing the envelope a little bit so that an 11-year-old or a 10-year-old, 11-year-old is maybe, you know, getting a little bit more out of it than they would a typical, you know, show like this. So, yeah.
Totally. Well, and like their older siblings, right? When it's the 10-year-old's turn to choose, the 13-year-old's probably still listening because they're all in the car. So,
that's right.
I think that's awesome. And yeah, really awesome. And I give a lot of kid podcast recommendations on social media. So I always like to know kind of an age range because I ask for the age when I'm giving those recommendations. So it's nice to be like, oh, perfect. If you're 7 and you are curious, then this is the podcast for you. So that's what I like to ask. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add that we haven't touched on yet?
I don't think so. Yeah, Drax pretty straightforward kid and show. So
fabulous. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and this has been delightful. I cannot wait to introduce all of my listeners and their kids to Drac.
Absolutely, thank you.
I don't know about you and your kids, but I know my kids are going to fall in love with Drac and his endless curiosity. If you know someone or a family who could use Drac in their life, will you share this episode with them? Also, if you're ready to start a podcast but you aren't sure where to start, grab my comprehensive podcast checklist. Talk to you soon.